From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading A Traitor in the Shadows, Book 1 in the Shards of Shadow series by Joseph R. Lalo. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. The sun was low in the sky. Shadows stretched across the road, cast by the hulking behemoths of tractor trailers and logging trucks. Alan grinned. For a lot of people, having the sun eclipsed by a truck that could crush their little compact coupe without even noticing would be harrowing. For him, it was nostalgic. Once a year, for as long as he could remember, he watched these same road markers whisk by. As the cities began to thin out and snowy farms started to flank the highway, he knew he was getting close to his destination. The land. Back then he could only sit in the back seat, crammed between his brother and sister, and listen to one of the 6 albums his father had. Now, he was the one behind the wheel. He was alone with the road. It was meditative, peaceful. On cue, his ringing phone shattered the magical moment. He grumbled a bit. His car was new enough that he could answer the phone with the tap of a button on his steering wheel. At least that meant he wouldn't have to miss the call. He pressed it, and the instrumental he'd been listening to was replaced with the almost silence of a cell phone call. "Hi, Mom, hang on," he said. "I'll pull over."
"You don't have to pull over, Alan. You have a hands-free, don't you?"
She seldom wasted time with a hello if she could use that precious breath on gentle nags. "Distracted driving is as bad as drunk driving."
"You should be there by now, shouldn't you?"
"Not according to Google." He pulled off to the shoulder and put it in park. "And not if people keep calling me."
"Your father always beats Google."
"Well, Dad also treats the speed limit as a minimum instead of a maximum."
"And it's always worked fine for him."
"How many speeding tickets has he gotten this year, Mom?"
"Oh, who keeps count of those kinds of things?"
"The police do, Mom. But what's up?"
"Did you hit the land yet?"
"Not yet. Close, though. I just drove past the tractor supply place."
"Ah, I can't believe that place is still open."
He sighed. "It isn't. It had a for sale sign on it."
"Oh, I guess change reaches all the way across the country, huh?"
"Yeah."
"Well, I don't want to keep you. I just wanted to let you know that we'd gotten the last call from the lawyer. The price is set, and the place is pretty much sold. It's all over but some legal stuff and the signing."
Alan sagged a bit. "I see. That's good," he said, in a tone that failed miserably to match the sentiment.
"It was the right thing to do, Alan," she said. "The family can't afford the taxes on the place, and Lord knows we could all use the money."
"I know, but, you know, it wouldn't have broken my heart if the deal had fallen through again. I'm going to miss this place, but at least that solves your money problems, right?"
"Depends on how you look at it," she said.
She sounded almost sheepish. Alan's jaw tightened. "I'm looking at it as now you're not in debt anymore. How are you looking at it?"
"Well, don't get mad."
"When has that phrase ever worked, Mom? What's up?"
"It's nothing. I don't want to worry you."
A truck drove by, rattling his little car with the wind alone. "I'd rather be worried about something that's really happening than worry about what I think might be happening."
"It's just another credit card. That's all."
"How much, Mom?"
"Who keeps track of those sorts of things?"
"The bank, Mom. How much?"
"I think it was $12,000.
His fists creaked around the vinyl-wrapped steering wheel. "How do you forget you have a credit card with a $12,000 balance?"
"It didn't have $12,000 when I forgot about it."
He pinched the bridge of his nose.
"Yeah, that's how interest works, Mom. Don't get fresh."
"Sorry." Another truck rattled his car. "So what's this mean?"
"We'll be fine. We could probably pay it down a little with what's left from the money for the land. The rest we'll chip away at, like we always do."
"Do you need anything? I can probably help you out with a couple hundred."
"Don't lie to your mother. I talked to your sister. She told me all about how the gallery show did."
He narrowed his eyes. "She did she?" he said flatly.
"Don't worry about us. Enjoy your solar eclipse."
Lunar eclipse, Mom, and thanks, I will. I love you."
"Love you too. Bye-bye."
"Talk to you later." She hung up, and the strings of horns and an old film score faded back to replace the call.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?